I think that might be harder for us as parents because I know sometimes we go for a walk and I feel like I need to talk to my daughter or I need to put some music on. And I think that's the perfect time for quiet time, is just listen to the birds, listen to the wind.
Welcome to the We Are the Village Parenting Podcast.
Hi, my name is Serena, mother to two little ones.
And hi, I'm Lisa, also known as the Singing Amma. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an amma.
In this podcast, I am learning to practice gentle, attachment-focused parenting. Amma Lisa is here to teach us why it's vital to our children's development and well-being.
And I come to the village with a background in early childhood education. I have been coaching and supporting parents along their parenting journeys for over 35 years. Together, we explore some easy-to-implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family.
We invite you to grab your latte
or your tea
and come sit around the proverbial ancient fire with us each week.
When we come together to have a conversation where we'll be keeping it real, keeping it raw, right here with you in the wonderful world of all things parenting.
Hey, Amma.
Hi, Mama Serena.
So this week, I'd like to hear what you have to say about the importance of quiet time, because I've noticed with when kids watching YouTube and constant need for stimulation. And for me, hearing that YouTube music in the background, when it's just so frustrating, and it's, I know I need quiet time and I want to know how it affects our kids that they need this constant stimulation of watching something and colors and sound and how that impacts them, because it impacts me.
Thank you. What a great topic. In our current world, our poor children are constantly inundated. I mean, some children, and I hope you listeners, if you do this, I hope you change your ways. And maybe you're not the type of people who do this, but some people put their babies in front of videos, in front of screens, you know, to quote unquote entertain them. So our children's brains are being stimulated by this false stimulation. There's nothing real about the stimulation that happens through screens. They're not hearing birds. They're not watching the leaves fluttering in the breeze. This is what I'm seeing when I look outside my window right now from where I'm sitting. And I was just out there, so I know the bird songs. They're not even interacting with another human being and reading the cues from that other human being. Remember, our babies, our toddlers, our young children, all the way through their teen years. And even now, studies are showing that it's, we kind of are developing until we're in our mid-20s. And if we're constantly inundated with noise and color and visuals and, you know, those games go so fast and there's stuff going on, I don't even know what's happening to little ones' brains that are faced with that all the time.
Yeah.
What I do know is the importance of quiet. I mean, some of it is obvious, right? There's a calming in the body and the mind that can happen. There's also huge benefits for the developing brain. So if you want your child to be smart and learn well, you will give them some quiet time throughout their day. We have talked recently about the two-year-olds and tantrums and stuff like that, the terrible or terrific twos. And we can put in the show notes which episode that was. I just also know that sometimes, especially for toddlers, they have what we call sensory overload. It can be because of the screen aspect of their lives and the fact that so many toddlers are and early childhood, you know, children 3 and 4 years old up to kindergarten age are in group daycare. So there's a lot of energy and sound and noise and interactions and the screens constantly. So they're getting sensory overload, which can lead to sensory meltdowns. So that's just too much to process what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what they're feeling, what, you know, it's just too much. And those sensory meltdowns actually look like tantrums. So your child might be having what you think is a temper tantrum, but in fact, what they're having is a sensory overload meltdown. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
I think that those sensory overload meltdowns are far more prevalent now than they were even 10 years ago, certainly 20 and 30 years ago, because of how much stimulation our children are with all the time exposed to. Now, to really get how important quiet time is, I want to point something out. We have a hormone in our body called cortisol. It's one of our stress hormones. When we get overloaded, we have spikes in cortisol. Our stress levels are spiking, right? Stress is directly related, and we know this by scientific studies for the last couple of decades at least. Stress is the root of all illness, chronic illness, you know, acute illnesses like getting the flu. You know, when we get, quote, run down, our bodies are stressed. That's when we get sick. I live with a chronic illness. Every doctor who I saw in the beginning of my illness, that's almost 30 years ago. So it is at least 30 years now that medical people have known this. Every doctor asked me, were you living with any, you know, extra stress prior to getting this chronic illness? Yes. Yes, I was. Wow. I was going through a really, really hard, acrimonious separation. And I got chronic illness. And it was because of my stress level. Stress, cortisol. Cortisol is that hormone, that stress hormone. When we're overloaded, it is huge in our bodies. So even for the wellness and the long-term wellness of our children, keeping those quiet times daily as a daily part of your pattern is extremely important.
Yeah, that's funny because when I was learning meditation, that's exactly what they taught us, right? Cortisol. Yes. Is the stress hormone that causes inflammation, and meditation really helps that.
It reduces the cortisol. So the inflammation has nothing to hang on to.
Yeah. And, right. And what is meditation? It's quiet time.
It is quieting the brain, quieting the body. Yes. Yeah, so awesome. And I love that because meditation is a form of quiet time. So let's look at what that looks like. You know, often toddlers, I think, did you tell me recently that your 2-year-old is starting to maybe outgrow her naps?
She's fighting them. Yeah.
She's fighting them. Yeah. So she's starting to not want them.
Yeah.
So all the recommendations point to, even if your toddler has outgrown their naps, they still need that quiet time. So it's not a punishment and it's not something that you're going to force. It's something that you're going to create to be a beautiful, desired time for them. It might be in their bedroom. It also you might want to create, if you've got space in your home, to create like a little reading corner or a little cozy nook somewhere. And, you, I know, are living in an extended family household, and so that's not always possible. But maybe in the bedroom, in your bedroom or in the child's bedroom, so that they don't feel like they're being put down for a nap and they don't mm-hmm. want a nap anymore. But creating a small little space. I have a child's tent, like an indoor tent, just a little fun tent to play in. That can be a really beautiful thing to acquire into your world. Have that be a quiet little space. The child that I look after currently is neurodiverse. So he has some developmental different ways of growing. And he needs quiet time every single day. And it's so great because now he's able to tell me, Amma, I just need some quiet time for a little while. And he will go into his tent and he will play with his little cars. That's his quieting activity. He loves to watch the wheels of the car, and he'll just lie down in his little tent. I've got a nice soft woolen rug in there, and and it's just this cozy little spot. It's got an open door. There's no door that closes or anything. So he just goes in and he just kind of soothes himself and he just calms himself. And every child will appreciate that if you can create it like it's something that, you know, the first day that I moved here, I made sure that his tent was set up because for sure that needed to be there when I moved into my new house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So creating a quiet corner, a nook, getting a child-sized tent. There's really cute little teepees.
Yeah, those are cute.
Yeah, they're sweet. And make sure that that's a place where it's always quiet activities. So they might take a book, or they might have, you might have just a pile of their favorite little kid books in there. They might have a favorite stuffy or two in there, or a doll. If they're resistant initially to this idea of quiet time, you can put on some soothing music. I find that music without lyrics is actually more soothing because our brains are involved in a different way if there's words or not words. So some kinds of Baroque music or classical music or some New Age music that's just very calming and soothing to listen to. And that you could always play the music, or you could do it initially until they start calming and then just quiet the music right out so that it's just quietness. So depending on your child, like my little guy, he would not want the music because that would be too stimulating for him. And other kids, it might be exactly what they need, right? So determine what your child needs.
I think that might be harder for us as parents, because I know sometimes we go for a walk and I feel like I need to talk to my daughter. I need to put some music on. And I think that's the perfect time for quiet time, is just listen to the birds, listen to the wind. And I know when we were living separately, like
in your own family home.
Yeah, in our own family home.
Yeah.
It would be me and her, and maybe I was cooking something and she was playing, and I kind of felt like she was alone. So I felt like I had to put some background noise on, but
No, you don't. You really, really don't. And I love that you brought that up, because, and for us too, with social media and YouTube, as you mentioned, and everything like Netflix, like it's always there. And it's always this, you know, we're addicted to it. We are addicted to always having something happening all the time.
Yeah.
And when I turn those things off in my world, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's deep breath.
Immediately, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to say sometimes not immediately. Sometimes if I've had a few days where it's like, go, 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 go. And then I sit down, I watch Netflix, and it's like, I'm winding down. It's like, no, Lisa, you're not winding down. You're still getting stimulation from whatever you're watching. And so sometimes when I turn it off, it's not immediate. It's like, there's this agitated, do you know what I'm talking about? that agitated feeling of, uh-oh, what should I do? What should I?
And anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the addiction part right there. Because you want to soothe that. And how do you soothe it? By giving it some, what it wants.
Yeah.
That's all addiction. That's like, if you're trying not to drink because you have an alcoholic problem and then you feel uncomfortable and
shaky,
you know, and then you need to have that. You think, I need to have that, whatever that is, that mm-hmm. drink, that, you know, that quiet is so important for all of us. And yeah, when we're doing making the food, doing the dishes, tidying up around the house, if it is just you and your child or children, you don't need to be in communication all the time. They're in their world. They don't need our input. We don't need to have sound on in the background. I'm always surprised when I see people who are out for a jog or a run, and everybody's got their earbuds in all the time now. People don't go for walks with their dogs without their earbuds in. You know, it's like, what is wrong? Like, it's like, we're not able to be present.
No, right? Yes.
Right here, right now. Here I am walking past these beautiful trees. Listen to that bird. Oh my gosh. Listen to that. You know, like, we're just constantly not present to where we are. So to give our children this gift, you guys, is so important. It's vital. You know, like I said about the health situation. But here's the thing. It also, giving our children daily quiet time. Now, maybe your child has been napping for 2-hour naps, an hour and a half long naps. It's hard for us parents when they start growing out of that, because it's like, we need that time too.
Yeah.
But if they can still have quiet time, and we're going to create that for them, it may work that it's still an hour and a half or 2 hours that they're comfortable with. And as they get older, it may work better. And again, check out what your child needs. It might be 15-minute increments or 20-minute increments, 2 or 3 or even 4 times throughout your day, where it's just like, okay, a little quiet time now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But here's some of the benefits. The developing brain, as we've talked about recently on the podcast over and over again, those young ones are learning so much. They need that quiet time to absorb what they've been learning. They need that quiet time to assimilate what they've been learning. Remember when we talked about accommodation, where everything with 4 legs is called a dog for a while, mm-hmm. and then they assimilate that knowledge. And some 4-legged animals are dogs, and some are cats, and some are pigs, and some are horses. That's called assimilation. That's a huge brain developmental piece. They need that time to assimilate. We don't know that we're doing it. Like, mm-hmm. let me see, you know, but we need that time to process. And we need it for emotional processing, whether we're consciously processing emotions or not, we are processing them when we allow ourselves that quiet time. Children develop improved abilities to learn when they're given regular daily quiet time. Children develop improved ability to focus. Again, for those of you who want your children to do well in school, you will do well giving them regular quiet time, because it improves their ability to focus. It enhances their ability to be creative, to use their imagination. It's a time to recharge our batteries. And it also helps us develop a really positive feeling towards time alone.
Which I think is so important. That all of that is so important. So important.
So many benefits.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So before you set up the quiet time, I also just want to say, make sure they've had something to drink, make sure they've been fed, and make sure they've gone to the toilet if they're toileting. And so set it up for success, in other words. With your daughter, you know, starting to resist her naps, you could also start saying, it's okay if you don't want to go to sleep and you need to stay in your quiet zone. And just, you could read this book, you could play with this dolly, just something nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So that it becomes a positive transition.
That's great. And knowing all of that makes me feel less guilty, because that's what I would feel, guilt, when it was too quiet. And I would think that my daughter felt lonely.
Mm.
And that's just me creating these scenarios in my head. And it's, quiet time is necessary. And I don't need to just put on something in the background to make noise so we don't feel mm-hmm. so lonely. It, mm-hmm. We need to take advantage of that time.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I live alone. I've lived alone for many years. And sometimes I want to fill the space with some sound. I want to mm-hmm. listen to something, an interview or a podcast or music. Sometimes I want to watch Netflix, whatever. And other times I just love the quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful topic. Thank you yes. for bringing it up.
Thank you for sharing all your knowledge.
You're so welcome.
Well, I hope all you other parents out there listening learn something about quiet time and why we need it, and start implementing it in your day.
Let us know how it goes. You know, we love to hear from you.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. Love you.
So thanks for joining us on another episode. And here are my three reasons why quiet time is so important. Number one is being overstimulated causes sensory overload meltdowns, which look like tantrums, which can be stressful for our kids. And that stress then releases cortisol, creating inflammation, which is the main cause to many illnesses. And we don't want that for our kids. Number two, quiet calms the mind and body and makes us more present. And there's a huge lack of presence now when people get trapped in their phones and we can't have a conversation face to face anymore because somebody has to always check their phone. And we don't want that for our kids. We want them to feel present and enjoy their life as much as possible. So quiet time really helps them improve that. And number three, quiet time improves their ability to focus, and they need that time to absorb all the information that they've taken in the day. So we hope you don't feel guilty when there's quiet time and you don't feel alone. You kind of just take advantage of it and know it's benefiting our kids. And I hope you like this episode. I really learned a lot, and I hope you did too. Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us in our virtual village. Hit subscribe so you're notified about our newest episodes each week.
And hey, did you get something from today's episode? I know I sure did. Be kind. Hit that share button and send it to your mama friends so they can benefit from it too.
Also, by leaving us a review, you'll be helping more parents out there to find answers to the questions that might be keeping them up at night.
We'd love you to follow us on Instagram and our Facebook page at The Village Parenting Pod.
And we'd love you to direct message us. Let us know your questions that we could address in future episodes and how we can serve you better.
This podcast is sponsored by the Singing Umma's private parent coaching and workshop offerings. We also now have a buy me a coffee option for a fun way that you could support this podcast. Link is in the show notes.